So today is the last day of our cruise, and I hope you all had a very memorable experience. And at least I did not know what to expect when we started. And to tell you frankly, I had quite a lot of apprehensions. But today I'm feeling quite content, actually, because initially my consideration was how the devotees will be feeling in this kind of environment where there is, you know, practically the room for breaking at least three regulative principles, so obvious. Like everywhere there is, you know, opportunities for meditating, then gambling, Monte Carlo, or the casino there. And everywhere you can see the bar and alcohol. But I noticed one thing, the devotees were not at all affected by that. They were living in their own world, and they're completely unperturbed. And that, as if that was another world. And I think it's a good experience, because someday we may have to go through the heavenly planet. And we have to be immune to all these allurements. And one thing very important for that is association of devotees. When we are in the association of devotees, it's very, very easy to overcome the influence of Maya. And that's why when we have the opportunity, we must take full advantage of the association of devotees. And no matter wherever we are, we must seek for the association of devotees. Sometimes some devotees say that we don't have any association, what should we do? And my answer to that is, create that association, make devotees. Then go and preach and make devotees. That's how, wherever you are, you will get the association of devotees. And what a wonderful example we have through Srila Prabhupada. When Srila Prabhupada came to America, did he have any association? No. But Prabhupada just created that association, not only for himself, he created the association of devotees for the people all over the world. That's why he actually established the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON. ISKCON literally means the place where you can have the association of devotees. And this is the most wonderful gift of Srila Prabhupada to this world. Like today we can see, wherever we go, we get the association of devotees. And we have to go out of our way to further this association. Make association, make devotees. It's not difficult to make devotees. We simply have to earnestly preach to them, remind them that Krishna is God. Our understanding is very simple. Srila Prabhupada's teaching is very simple. Krishna is God. We are His eternal parts and parcels. Therefore, we must re-establish our lost relationship with Him. Very, very simple understanding. We don't have to give them big philosophy. We can just give them the simple understanding. God is there. How can you deny His existence? He is there. And He is maintaining everyone so wonderfully. Why? Because we are His parts and parcels. He loves us. And now we have to reciprocate His love by offering our love to Him. And when we do that, a very beautiful relationship develops. And that relationship becomes the source of joy. The joy that we are hankering for is so easily available. And that is the basic understanding of Srila Prabhupada's teachings. So, wherever we are, we must preach. That is the meaning of sankirtan. The age of Kali is a dangerous age. It's a very, very difficult period. It's an ocean of sinful activities. But this age has one great advantage, a great benediction. That's just by chanting the holy name of the Lord, we can achieve our ultimate spiritual perfection. Kirtana deva krishnasya krishnasya mukta sangha param brajet. Param brajet. We can achieve the ultimate destination. And brajet is indicating braja. Brajet means to move. Move to the ultimate destination. But braja is also being indicated through that. That where everyone is, where everything is moving. Material nature is static, inert, and the spiritual nature is dynamic. Material nature is static, spiritual nature is ecstatic. And that's why it's brajet. So, and it was so nice. Whenever we went, we had Harinam. Whenever we touched the port, we had Harinam. And everyone was impressed with the Harinam. We saw people were so receptive. Not only we were enjoying, people were enjoying also. That's the wonderful thing about Harinam. We see people, those who never have come across, those who have never seen devotees, when they see the devotees in Harinam chanting and dancing, many of them spontaneously start dancing with us. And I was noticing yesterday that some people, although they couldn't actually understand what we are chanting, they're trying to imitate what we are chanting. That's why I think when you go out in Harinam, it will be a good idea to give out this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in prints, so that people can understand what we are chanting, and in this way they can be induced to chant the holy name. I was told yesterday, Harinam, although we didn't really expect very much from yesterday's Harinam, but yesterday's Harinam was one of the most successful Harinams. In France for years, for about 25, more than that actually, for about 25 years or more, they didn't have a Harinam like this. And the devotees were telling me, those who had been in the movement for quite some time, like from early 80s or even earlier, they were telling that they never had such a Harinam with 250 devotees chanting and dancing. Although in the heydays of ISKCON, in the early 80s, late 70s, there were many devotees, but they didn't have such Harinam. So we are seeing, like, just by Krishna's arrangement, we just went to different places where people, I mean, they had, and what to speak of La Rochelle. Hardly any devotee ever came to La Rochelle before. And here in La Rochelle, we had such an ecstatic Harinam with 250 or more devotees. Now, they didn't have this kind of Harinam even in Paris. And then the Harinam in Santiago was also another very, very successful one. The TV was there, press was there, and I was told that in the newspaper they have printed about our visit to Santiago. People got to know about it. In TV also it has been telecasted. And yesterday's Harinam was broadcasted, shot by the national TV of France, which probably will be shown all over the country, all over France. And mind you, this TV coverage becomes, I mean, if you want to pay for those coverage, you have to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars. And the press is coming to take it, and people, hundreds of thousands of people, or maybe millions of people, will watch the devotees chanting the holy name. So we can see by Krishna's divine arrangement, our trip has become so successful. Although we didn't really know what we are getting into in the beginning. But this is Krishna's divine arrangement. So, and one thing you'll notice, that the real effect of this cruise, this retreat, you will experience when you go back home. You'll see those memories will become so wonderfully manifest in your mind. And they will remain there. And you'll talk about this trip to others, and they'll remain as a precious wealth in your memory for years to come. And that is always happens. Like when you're going through it, we don't really understand or experience or fathom the depth of it, the profundity of it, or the sweetness of it. When you go back home, when you get back into our daily chores, then this just stands out with its brilliance. So I was thinking, all of us here had the opportunity to speak. The only person who did not speak in here, in this group, is Srinathji Prabhu. I'll just give a brief introduction of Srinathji Prabhu. Srinathji Prabhu hails from a very important and a very aristocratic family in Bombay. His father was not only a very successful industrialist, but his father was also an MP, member of Parliament, Lok Sabha. So he was a very, very important person, and he was also Vaishnav, and his mother also was a Vaishnav. But somehow he was not really into that. He very boldly declares that he was a Mayavadi. Actually, that is the trend in today's world. Most of us actually were those who are interested in spiritual life nowadays just end up becoming a Mayavadi until they come in contact with ISKCON, because the influence of Mayavadi is so prevalent. And not only Naji Desai was a very successful individual, he studied in the West, and he was also they had a business collaboration with some European companies. There's a very famous industry in the West called Brown Boveri. They manufacture electrical motors and they were mainly like Siemens in Germany. So Brown Boveri is one such company, and they had their collaboration with Brown Boveri in India, and Naji Prabhu is the chairman of that company. And they have many other businesses also. And another thing that Naji Prabhu, along with his son-in-law, developed is a very successful software development company. And that is a very, very wonderful support to our movement today. Just the other day, Naji Prabhu was telling me that for the Temple of Understanding, the Temple of Vedic Planetarium in Mayapur, Ambarish Prabhu came and told that they needed to buy some marble that will cost $1 million, and Naji Prabhu just granted that $1 million for the Mayapur. And not only Naji Prabhu himself is supporting this movement from the early days, but he also gave a very profound and very substantial support to this movement by bringing in some very, very important people into the movement. To name a few, like one is actually his brother-in-law, Krishnachandra Prabhu, who happens to be this. Actually, Nachi Prabhu also is the son-in-law of a very renowned industrialist family of India, the Mafatlal group. Nachi Prabhu is married to Mr. Mafatlal's daughter, and he brought Krishnachandra Prabhu, who is Rishikesh Mafatlal, and because of, in a way, I personally feel that Mafatlal family's involvement in ISKCON gave a very wonderful
support
and goodwill to ISKCON. Like, because but in India practically everybody knows Mafatlal family. And Mafatlal family's involvement with ISKCON brought a very important goodwill to our movement. Many people became very, very favorably disposed to our movement. And so in this way, and also there are many other people, like another person is actually Anil Agarwal. Aniruddha Prabhu, yeah, he's initiated. Generally people know him as Mr. Anil Agarwal. He's also another very, very successful industrialist. So in this way, Nachi Prabhu not only came himself and gave his heartfelt support to the movement, but he brought many very important personalities to this movement and inspired them to become actively involved. So we are very happy to have Nachi Prabhu with us, And Srinathji Prabhu actually wrote to me, and he wanted to have a suite in the in the cruise. Unfortunately, we couldn't make that arrangement because all the suites were booked. But still, he came, and he was originally planning to come with his wife, who also is a very wonderful devotee. Both of them are disciples of Radhanath Maharaj, But she didn't come. You know why she didn't come? Because this is Purushottam month. And she didn't want to leave home, and she wanted to be completely absorbed in her sadhana in this month, and so she didn't want to come to a cruise. So I request Nachi Prabhu to say something. Incidentally, I also want to mention that Nachi Prabhu had some very close association of Srila Prabhupada. And he himself drove Srila Prabhupada in his car. And another personality who Nachi Prabhu is very close to is His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj. Giriraj Maharaj, Nachi Prabhu is very much indebted to him because of the help that he received from him in his early days in Krishna consciousness, and is continuing to receive it. Thank you, His Holiness, His Grace, Nachi Prabhu, Srinathji Prabhu ki
Dharajaya. Thank you. First of all, I'd like to seriously and with all my heart humbly thank Bhakti Churu Bharaj and all these wonderful devotees, many of whom I have met for the first time. Of course, there are wonderful devotees and gurus here on this stage, so I immediately told Maharaj here next to me, Satyananda Maharaj, that I'm like a crow in the midst of swans. So anyway, you've been kind enough to accept me as such. 1971, March 30th, that's when Prabhupada was invited to a house by my mother, who is a Vaishnava lady, as mentioned, initiated in Vallabhacharya Sampradaya. And she phoned at 11 o'clock in the office, saying that she's invited Srila Prabhupada and his group of devotees to her house for lunch. And she insisted that my father and I come home by 12 noon. That's when they would be there. So it was like a great disturbance to me, because it was business hours and I was in the middle of some meetings. My father said, no, we have to go. Sometimes it's very good to follow the orders of the mother. So, and my father was very fond of Vaishnavas because he was initiated in the Sri Sampradaya, offshoot of Sri Sampradaya. And so he really respected Prabhupada because he read a lot about him. Initially, there was a big Pandal program in Bombay. That's where Ranganath Maharaj, Loknath Maharaj, and many others became devotees. I was following Chinmayanand Swami, who was the number one Mayavadi guru in the Adi Shankaracharya's lineage. And I was about to be initiated by him. It was His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, who mercifully came to our house. And I must tell you what exactly happened. As I entered the house, I noticed these devotees dancing. They were European looking or Americans. And it looked like a shock to me. These ladies wearing saris, gentlemen wearing dhotis. And I was thinking, what would the neighbors think? Making huge amount of noise with their kartals and mridangs, etc. Malti Mataji, were you there? Yeah, actually, I was informed by Shyam Sundar Prabhu that he remembered. Devataka Maharaj at that time was 19 years old. Just to cut that matter short and bring you fast forward. So he was 19 years old, a very slim, thin, tall gentleman, young man. It's not exactly what he looks like now, but I want to tell you this because Prabhupada wanted in the discussions that my father should adopt him officially, because he was very, very keen to become an Indian citizen, and that was the only way available at that time. And I got a shock of my life, being the only son, getting another boy, that too an American. I said, what the hell is going on? And my father said, why does he want to become an Indian citizen? Indians want to become American citizens in the 71 period. And Prabhupada made a very fantastic statement which really shook me. He said, this boy is an eternal soul and an eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya. And he has come down by the mercy of my Guru Maharaj. One day he will be a great guru himself. He will have thousands of Indians as his disciples. And also he will preach in the Bengali language. And here was Jeptaka Maharaj sitting like this young man here, totally aghast at what Prabhupada was saying. I could see it on his face. But lo and behold, it did happen. And that was one thing which struck me as unique, that Srila Prabhupada could see the future, which we couldn't see. Secondly, Srila Prabhupada gave all his books to my father, his personal books, which I treasure, of course, except one, which I gave to Anil Agarwal to make him a devotee. So, Prabhupada then naturally asked for many things from my father as a member of parliament, one of which was visas for his disciples. They were not granting. And there was a CIA, the American CIA, allegation the Indians had made, that these are all CIA agents. We had to stop that in our parliament inquiry. Fortunately, my father, being a very important member of the Congress Party, the ruling party, he was the treasurer, finance chief, so he could stop it. And this was one service that he rendered to Prabhupada, besides other things, small things. Fast forward to now, you all heard Bhakti Charu Maharaj talk about the last Antya Leela of Srila Prabhupada. If you remember, Prabhupada had come to London for an operation, I believe, in 1977. That must have been somewhere around August, was it? March? August.
August.
Yeah.
Right after Janma.
I think it was just after Janma. My duty was always to go to the airport to pick up Prabhupada or any of his senior disciples. It's a big American car I owned at that time. It was so big that it could fit four people in the front. It was a bench seat. And there was a person could sleep at the back. So Prabhupada came, and this is something not for the weak-hearted, so I must give you an advance warning. So Prabhupada came, and we were all shocked what we saw, that Prabhupada was like a fighting tiger, because I fought him for 4 years with my Mayavad arguments, and Prabhupada cleared all those arguments wonderfully from 1971 through 75. I surrendered to Prabhupada mentally, and I was about to be initiated in 77. But Giriraj Maharaj told me his condition was very weak, which I saw when I carried Prabhupada in the car. There was no time for wheelchairs and so on, so we physically actually carried Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, who was, as I said, like a fighting tiger before, had become like a tortoise. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, it's mentioned by Lord Krishna that saintly people sometimes withdraw themselves into the shell of their, I would say, yogamaya covering, which we have here, for instance. Each one of us has this shell of yogamaya protecting us. That is a fact. Because as Maharaj said, this is like a heavenly planet. There's so many allurements. And this is my 9th cruise. And I can tell you that each cruise I have to chant more and more to keep my balance of security of Krishna consciousness and read Prabhupada's books. And my mother, my wife also. So, Prabhupada came and he was taken to his quarters, which was not complete, in Juhu Temple. How many of you have seen the Juhu Temple? Just raise your hands. Oh, most of you. Good. So, you've been to the Prabhupada Towers? There are two towers, Prabhupada Towers and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj Tower. So, Prabhupada's quarters we had just done, and we put a nice bed. He didn't want air conditioning, so we put some fans and so on. And his bathroom was just ready. So the bedroom was ready and the bathroom was there. And a little bit of his writing. But he couldn't possibly do that. Otherwise, we had noticed he would get up at 2 or 2:30 in the morning and write up to Mangalarti time. Attend Mangalarti, then go for a walk at Juhu Beach. So I used to be there by about 3:30, 4 in the morning every day. The system was that I would come early morning, stay with the devotees, attend Mangalarti, Bhagavatam class, everything, and 9 o'clock change my clothes to these clothes, and then I go to the office. So Prabhupada was so spiritually strong, we could see it in his eyes. One remarkable thing about Prabhupada was his eyes. They were like X-ray machines. They could see right through you, right into your heart. And what he was talking to was not the outer material body. He was always talking to the spiritual body and the spiritual soul. Because he was purely spiritual. He could communicate right at the spiritual level. This is what I have observed over and over again as a fighter against Prabhupada. Then I surrendered at the end. Would you like to know what happened after that?
Yes.
Giriraj Maharaj phoned me at 4 o'clock in the morning and he told me, at that time I was not initiated, so I was called Dr. Desai, Narendra Desai. Please bring your card immediately. And I said, why Giriraj? We were very friendly. At that time he was Giriraj Prabhu. And we were like close friends, very close friends. So he was crying. So I said, why are you crying, Giriraj? I could make out, you know, on the phone. He was very emotional. So he said, Srila Prabhupada wants to leave his body. Now, I couldn't fathom that. Why should Prabhupada want to leave his body? We're not sure whether he's... What does it mean? I asked Giriraj Maharaj. He said, he wants to go to Vrindavan. That's his home. And he will leave his body there. I said, are you sure? Something could be done by the doctors. What happened in London? And then he told me a little bit. So then I told my wife that Prabhupada is going from Jew Temple to Bombay Central Station. And I have to drive him this morning. And Giriraj Maharaj wants the car immediately. So she said, okay, wait a minute. You go and wash the car. In India, you have servants and you have drivers. In my life, I had never washed a car. So the first time I washed out my own car. Then she got a very nice silk chadar, you know, to put at the back seat. And she very hurriedly got some very good flowers and agarbattis, you know, the usual thing. And that car looked divine inside after she got everything done in a flash, a matter of 5 or 7 minutes. And I kept on telling her, you're delaying me, I have to go. And then she said, wait a minute, I forgot this. So she'd run up and get the rest of it. And then when I reached there, the devotees were devastated. There was the secretary, Tamalkrishna Maharaj, Ramananda Maharaj, Giriraj Prabhuji, there were Kavi Chandra Maharaj, at that time not sannyasi, there was Mahabuddhi Prabhu, who was temporarily the president of that temple, our Jew temple, and there were several others. Sridhar Maharaj, if anybody knew Sridhar Swami, he was also there. And there were Patita Pavan Prabhuji, you remember him? And many others. Karanda from Los Angeles had come down. He was at the in Juhu. He had left, is it? So anyway, I think there was somebody who looked very similar, but an American gentleman. And he was the motorcycle escort for my car. And we told police about it. So that we would be Prabhupada.
Actually, Kirtananda Swami came with Prabhupada.
Yes, Kirtanand Swami.
Kirtanand and Kuladri.
Kuladri, I meant Kuladri, I didn't mean Karanda, I meant Kuladri Prabhu from New Vrindavan. Kuladri, he's another good friend. Yes, I was mixing up the two. And then they brought Prabhupada down from the third floor in a basket, in a huge big basket. Because the lifts were still not activated, just trials were going on. We didn't want to get stuck in a lift which, you know, was not certified by the authorities. So Prabhupada was brought down, and I was waiting in the car, and Giriraj Maharaj told me that the train leaves at 11 o'clock from Bombay Central Station to Mathura, and then they'll pick him up at Mathura. Every devotee wanted to go to Mathura. The whole temple was practically empty. And Giriraj Maharaj said, now you are the president of Jew Temple. I said, what? Giriraj, I have to go to my office. He said, no, we are all going. Nobody wanted to stay behind. There was no one except servants to clean the floor. And there was one pujari, I think it was Siddharth Prabhu, who was in charge of the deities. And then Srila Prabhupada was brought down. Upendra was his servant at that time. Upendra Prabhu. And Upendra Prabhu could sit at the floor at the back seat. At the back seat, Prabhupada was resting fully, and Upendra was on the floor. And he could take care of Prabhupada there. So I was in the driver's seat. You know, like in England, we drive on the other side of Europe. And next to me was Brahmanand Maharaj, a real jolly big person. Tamalkrishna Maharaj and Giriraj Swami. Four of us in the front. And there was a stick shift, you know, not the thing, not the gear at the bottom, but on the steering wheel. Now here's the point. Tamalkrishna Maharaj gave very strong instructions. He said, "You shall not drive about 25 miles an hour." It's okay. Being an ex-rally driver, that was agony for me. I used to drive Peugeot cars all over India on rallies. I said, "This is service, so we have to do it." Tamalkrishna Maharaj also said that Prabhupada's body had practically no flesh. There were only bones, nerves, and skin. And I could see that. Whereas we had seen a real powerful personality before, this was the what we saw. And then he said these nerves are pressing against the bones. So if you drive fast, and popular roads, as you all know what they are, there will be bumps and so on, and it will be very painful. He said, "Fine." So I was driving very slow when we got started. Then Upendra from the back, he tapped me on the shoulder and he said, "Prabhupada wants you to drive fast." And I was dazzled. I said, "Why does Prabhupada want to drive fast?" So I just slightly pressed the accelerator a little more. And those American cars, as you know, had huge engines. And of course they were gas guzzlers, as they called them. But it shot forward, you know, like a rocket. And Tamalkrishna Maharaj, I don't know if all of you, any of you have experienced him in his nursing mood. He got furious. That's the only word I can use. He turned around to me and he said, "I told you to drive slow. What are you doing?" Because it went up from 25 to 50 immediately. And I immediately, you know, slowed down because that was the first reaction. I just lifted my foot off the accelerator. Slow down. Again, Upendra said, "Prabhupada wants you to drive fast." It was confusing because logically, Tamalkrishna Maharaj was absolutely correct. And Prabhupada, I was not sure whether Upendra heard Prabhupada correctly, you know. And he said, "Prabhupada wants you to drive fast." I had not heard from Prabhupada, I heard it from his servant. But nevertheless, I slightly increased the speed, very, very unnoticeable. But Tamalkrishna Maharaj noticed it immediately. Immediately he said, "What is wrong with you? Why are you speeding up?" He said, "Now it's between you and Prabhupada. Now, finally, the two of you please decide, because it's very confusing in Bombay roads to pay attention to the traffic, you know how it is. Everything's practically on the road, and everyone is on the road, including animals. And we had this conversation going on at the back, in the front, on the side. So finally, it was decided to allow Prabhupada in the final. This is final drive. The last time he sat in the car. So we speeded up. So we reached Bombay Central early. Not 11 o'clock, but I think it was 10:15 or 10:20. So myself and Ram Tulsi, who was servant of Giriraj Maharaj, who was president, we rushed to the station master of Bombay Central for the wheelchair. And as per my habit, I asked the station master, "Which platform is the Mathura Express going on?" So he gave me the number of the platform. And I said, "It's leaving sharp at 10:30, 11 o'clock." He said, "No, today's time is 10:30, not 11 o'clock." I said, my golly, what is this? I was told it's 11 o'clock. Said the time schedule changed today morning. And didn't you read it inside the newspapers, everything? Of course, no devotee had read the newspaper. And there was no knowledge of this. So Ram Tulsi and myself ran with the wheelchair. The kirtan was going on in the garden, which is, if any of you been to Bombay Central Station? Anyone? Yes? You know there's a garden in front, right? So they were all in the garden doing kirtan and everything, Hari Bol. And I tapped Giriraj Maharaj's shoulder. I said, Giriraj, the train's going at 10:30. You told me 11 o'clock. And we hardly have 7 minutes left. So Giriraj said, are you sure? I said, Ram Tulsi and I asked the station master. Of course, I told the station master that a very great acharya is going to go on the train, which he was aware of. And I said, I'll pay you 500 rupees if you delay the train. Okay? Because I'm not sure. But in India, you know, you have to do these things sometimes. So, I must confess, truly, this is what happened. So the station master was kind enough to say, okay, but not more than 5 minutes. I said, okay, 5 minutes. Give me 5 more minutes. So we ran there. Prabhupada was put on the wheelchair. Prabhupada knew. That's the point I'm driving at. I don't know how he knew. And he wanted to reach inside the train before, obviously, and not the train goes away and we reach at the station. It would be disastrous. Because of the 24-hour delay then. Did you know this, Maharaj? This particular part? Giriraj Maharaj never told you. So then what happened is, we practically had to run, you know. I mean, Prabhupada was put in the wheelchair and we ran ahead because I was at that time in my 30s, early 30s, late 20s. I'm 72 now. So we ran there, we made sure that everything was nice in the coach, you know. We had reserved the whole bogie, as it were, the big thing. The devotees, Prabhupada, everybody could sit in there. So Prabhupada's bed was made, everything was made. And believe me, I was extremely thirsty because I had not had a drop of water since the previous night. There was no time because, you know, got up early morning and then everything else. By this time it was like 10:25 or 10:28 or something. So in those days we had soda water bottles, you know, soda water. So I bought that. Just after seeing that Prabhupada was settled inside the cabin, and I quickly ran out and I bought one bottle. It was opened by that guy whom I paid. Before I could drink it, Upendra said, Prabhupada's calling you in. So the question was, you know, thirst at one end, and the other end we have this. And I said, Prabhupada, I don't know when I'll see him, water I'll get later. So I ran in the train. And I jumped in and I asked Giriraj Maharaj, he's like my Shiksha Guru, everything, you know. I said, Giriraj Maharaj, why is Prabhupada calling me? He said, I don't know. You better go in. He's calling you. So I went in. Kumar Krishna Maharaj was there and Upendra was there in the cabin. So something happened to me when I saw Prabhupada there, and I just fell at his lotus feet. I caught his lotus feet, to the utter horror of Tamal Krishna Maharaj, because you never allow anybody to catch Prabhupada's feet, leave alone touching it. And I put my head to his feet and I said, Prabhupada, I surrender unto you. I've given you too much trouble in all these years. And Prabhupada looked so divine. I've never seen a person look so beautiful. He was smiling from ear to ear, as they say. Prabhupada had very prominent lips and very prominent smile. It was like a 5,000 watt bulb, you know. He would light up, and he would light up the whole place. And he put his hand in my head, and the train started moving. And Giriraj Maharaj came in the cabin and said, the train's moving, and the car's open. And I don't know, where's your key? I said, it's in the car. There's no time, right? Because there's a lot of running on. He said, it'll be gone if you don't go there. In India, you know, if anything's left out in the open, it'll be gone. It's not like England. I don't know what England's like now, but when I was in the late 50s in England, I did my O-level, A-level and honours degree there, London University. People would leave things outside their door and nothing would... Doors would be kept open. Nothing would happen. So, Giriraj Maharaj said, you better step out because otherwise next station is Dadar, which is, you know, 15-20 minutes away. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj was, as it is, not very keen that I stay because I kept on holding Prabhupada's feet. Which for him it was, you know, like unacceptable. And then I had to jump off the train. I just stood there. I was like a frozen piece of ice. And I was just watching the train go, and then I saw it getting smaller and smaller. Then it occurred to me that I was very thirsty. I looked for the bottle, and then it disappeared, of course. Somebody must have taken it. And then I thought, let me go. With heavy feet, I went back to the car. Prabhupada left his huge big garland on the steering wheel. That was the best part. And the steering wheel, the garland hid the key, the way he put it. I tell you, that was phenomenal. I could not imagine anybody being so practical that he would think of all these factors. And then I had to go back to Juhu because there were no devotees there. Huge big temple and nobody there. And then Giriraj Maharaj, when he reached Vrindavan, every day would phone me how things are. After a couple of days we had some people come over. So this is the last Antalila. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. His Grace Srinathji Prabhu Ki. Just a few days ago, Srinathji Prabhu presented me with two books, and so I thought that, and one of the books is actually Srinathji Prabhu's life story written by our godbrother Sataraj Prabhu. How many of you know Sataraj Prabhu? Yeah, he's a brilliant writer, wrote many books. He lives in New York. And so when I saw the books, I got the idea that probably it'll be nice that since Srinathji Prabhu is coming to our cruise and all of you will get to know him, that it will be nice to present a book for you all to read. And that's why I told Srinathji Prabhu to bring these books, bring some, as many books as I could, so that we could give it out, we could give it to you all to read. So I will request, it's a very beautiful, beautifully written book. Sataraj Prabhu is a brilliant writer. His name here is actually Stephen Rosen, which is his Karmi name. And the name of the book is Bhakti Yoga in Business: The Spiritual Journey of Dr. N.D. Desai. Who is Dr. N.D. Desai? Now you all know. So, these books will be here in display. And I request that please take this book. Another very nice book is actually of another very wonderful devotee, Ladini Mataji. I have it here. she is a devotee who spent a lot of her time in New Vrindavan, and she was there in the early days in New Vrindavan, and whoever knew her as a saint. She was a very, very saintly personality. Those days, life in New Vrindavan was not easy. Actual life in New Vrindavan, even today, is not easy. It's and those days it was even more hard, very difficult weather, and in a far from everything, like quite remote, and it was very difficult actually time. And then later on, she actually went to Ivory Coast to help Bhaktivedanta Maharaj in his preaching in Africa. And she was doing an amazing preaching, and while preaching there, she actually got involved with the rebel group that came to power. And the leader of that group, who actually became president, somehow developed some misunderstanding, although they had a very close relationship. And eventually she died there. She was killed. And this book is known as The Legacy of Love, A Servant's Quest, a biographical sketch of Srimati Ladini Devi Dasi, compiled by Jamuna Dasi and Malati Manjari Dasi.
Not
That Jamuna, who is in Malati. Okay.
Because some people think
that. Oh, I also was under the impression. Yeah, now I remember. Yeah. She used to be in Philadelphia.
Yeah, but she's in Germany.
Yeah, she is in Germany. Okay. Did you read the book? This one? Yeah, how is it? Yeah. Maybe I request Mother Malati to say a few words about Ladini Mataji and this book.
As it was mentioned, she was in New Vrindavan, and I personally didn't know her. By the time I came to New Vrindavan for the first time, she'd already left. So I was hearing about her, and within a very short time, I mean a matter of maybe a few weeks, then the next thing I knew was that she had been assassinated. Whatever the circumstances that led to that, when it said that she was involved with, it was involved by preaching. She was preaching to this person who was the rebel leader. And whatever the misunderstanding, he sent his troops to the little temple in with the orders to assassinate, to kill the devotees. So they arrived, they lined the devotees up, and they separated the women. They said the women stay inside. And they lined up the men, and they started to shoot them. And she couldn't tolerate this, and she ran out in front. She said, "You can't kill the devotees." And they shot her also on the spot. And the bodies were thrown in a nearby river. And they were never given any proper final rites. But that was her mood of service and her spirit of devotion. She was characterized as selfless in her service to the devotees, her service to the deities. And her final service was in spite of the obvious peril, because she had been put aside. She could have lived, but she couldn't tolerate seeing this ruthless killing of devotees. So she forfeited her own safety to make that statement, which cost her her life.
She was very strongly preaching Vaishnava philosophy. She wanted to make the president also Vaishnava. She was very strongly preaching Vaishnava philosophy, wanted to make the president, whom she knew, a Vaishnava, to stop eating meat and stop drinking alcohol, stop killing people, and so on. And he went berserk and he arranged to shoot this. It's a very tragic one, it's like a Greek tragedy, really. And may Maharaj say a few words? So, Prem Pradeep Prabhuji, I think everybody knows him. So, Maharaj gave this instruction that these books, plus this is just one copy we have here, but people can order with him and I can ship it out from Bombay. Those who, the few more books, Maharaj, Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj's Radharani book, that is this one here. Radharani is holding up all the other books. So, has everybody got this book, Radharani book? It's a beautiful book, one of the most beautiful books I've seen. And it's the only book on Radharani, incidentally. And you'd love it. It's written by my friend here, Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj. It so happened that one day he came to our Chopadi temple. I think all of you have been to Chopadi temple, is that fair to say that? And he gave a class on Srimad Bhagavatam and he spoke eloquently about Radharani. And at the end of the class I told Maharaj, Maharaj, you've got all these notes. Where's your book on this? Have you got it printed? He said, nobody's supporting me. You remember the wording? I'm a sannyasi. I don't have any money to print these books. So I said, okay, Maharaj, this book we are going to print together. So this is the end result of that. And since then, he's become a prolific writer. He's written about Jagannathji from his hometown, Puri. Then he's written another book on
Navadvip.
Navadvip, yes. And then
he wrote a book on death.
Book on death, yes. Incidentally, I was a student of death. If anybody wants to learn about death, come to me. For many years I studied death because I found death was the only equalizer, whether you're a king or a pauper. Death is common to all. And I wanted to understand death. And I spent ages studying Tibetan Book of the Dead, Egyptian Book of the Dead, so many other books. Just for your information. And there are other small booklets which are free, of course, if you buy these books. Hare Krishna.
How many copies of this book you have?
I have in India a lot of
books. Okay.
I brought these and some more. But there are a lot of things which I want to distribute.
So, Prema Pradeep is going to...
Yes, he is going to coordinate.
Take care. Okay.
He's kindly agreed to do that.
And we just thought of another book that we'd like to present to you all. Is Jadubal Prabhu's Good Wife, Vishakha Devidasi. How many of you know her? Okay, not many of you know her. She's a very, very wonderful devotee. She is also a very prolific writer, very wonderful writer. And
very philosophically astute.
Yes. Very philosophically astute and very deep, yeah.
Yes.
And a wonderful preacher and a very humble. So she also wrote a book, and I just requested Jadavar Prabhu to bring that copy. And when he brings that book, you can win. I think he has a few copies here, but you can do one thing, like you can give your name and address to Prema Pradeep, and those books can be shipped to you all. And yesterday, Radhanath Maharaj mentioned that Jadavar Prabhu, 15 of his DVD sets on Srila Prabhupada are still here. Okay, so now we are left with 13. Do you want him to go back with some of them or? Okay, so take the remaining DVD sets that he has.
I'll take one.
Yeah, Srinath Prabhu. How many of you already have them? Okay, quite a few of you have them. And those who do not have them, how many of you would like to have them? 3, 4, 5.
And one here.
Yeah. Anyway, so
at the back.
Anyway, so those DVD sets also will be available. So you please take advantage.
But I would just like to comment on this particular DVD series because there are, you know, various DVDs out regarding Srila Prabhupada's life. But the unique thing about this particular series, it's a chronological order by year of Srila Prabhupada's time with us. And therefore you get a sense of history of Srila Prabhupada's accomplishments and the growth of ISKCON. So this is the unique thing. And as you were seeing the visuals, then there is audio with persons who were present at that time speaking about the particular incident or era. So in this way it is very good information as well as spiritual enlightenment.
On these books, I mean, subsidized, you get a 50% price.
Srinathji Prabhu just mentioned that all these books are highly subsidized. You'll get them with 50% discount, or half the price. And
out of that, half goes to the London Temple.
Out of that half. Out of that 50%.
And 25% goes to
Wonderful. The Actually, when you are paying 50%, out of that, Nathji Prabhu just takes 25%. And the other 25% goes to London Temple. So, when you are away, Jadugar Prabhu, we just managed to have your order for another 6 or 7 sets of DVDs. And so maybe you can say something about this book.
This is by Vishakha Devi, my wife. It's called Harmony in the Bhagavad Gita. It's our story, our story, moving from Los Angeles, where it's a filmmaker's place, of course, Los Angeles, Hollywood. So I never intended to leave there. But Vishakha had been in Sharanagati twice. I'd never been. And His Holiness Bhakti Chirisvami had invited me to come to London to shoot the London episode of Abhay Charan. So I was set to go off in the fall of 1999. Vishakha said, you're going off for 3 months. I don't want to stay in L.A. any longer. So we're moving to Sharanagati. So she rented a truck, and I helped her pack it up. And she and a god sister and Hari Priya, our youngest daughter, drove up 1,600 miles to Sharanagati, and there was a house for rent. And we rented that. I wasn't even there. I was in London. They drove up themselves. And so they moved into the house that was rented, rental. And as when I was overseas, devotees would ask me, where are you staying? I said, Sharanagati. They would say, well, what's it like? And I said, I've never been there. They were a little confused. So was I. So I went back after the London shoot, and it was very, very, rustic, and you can say living you know, living very austerely. Our only source of heat till today is wood stove. But it's a very wonderful community, and these are her realizations moving from a huge metropolis, Los Angeles, to a beautiful rural environment, Charlotte. Plus, there's pictures that she's taken, black and white pictures. And maybe, since you know this, Swami, can you say a few words about the book?
I got to know this book by a friend, Krishna Chetra Prabhu, who had said, I must read this book. And I thought, lessons from a life-changing move to the wilderness, harmony and the Gita, that's for Kamis. That's a bridge book. I have so much to read. Why another bridge book? And then, but because Krishna Chetra is my friend, I always do what my friends say without questioning. And I started reading it, and it starts in a very interesting way. Vishakha is in Los Angeles, where everything is plastic, fantastic, concrete and modern. And she finds she loses the connection to what really is the reality. So one morning on a bike ride to the ocean, they see, Yadubara and herself, see how the street is torn open, and for the first time since many years, she sees earth, real earth, the earth which she has forgotten, and understands, my God, I have forgotten the reality of life, and makes a decision, enough of this plastic, fantastic life, this Maya life, I want to go to the real life. And she receives a call to break out from her narrow life and goes to Sharanagati, and of course the life there is not as she imagined it. She is gardening, and her first crop is just eaten by the bears. Nothing for the family. And the wolves are at night. Everything is difficult. In that difficult period of her life, she takes shelter at the Bhagavad Gita and gets wonderful lessons from the Bhagavad Gita, how to master the challenges of life. And I found it very, very interesting. And those of you who are lovers of literature, she put also prominent thinkers in there who contribute with their thought to Prabhupada's thought. Here's one I want to read to you. It's from a Sufi master. I have it. Even after all this time, are you still sleeping or are you awake?
Awake.
Good. Even after all this time, the sun never says to the earth, you owe me. Look, what happens with a love like that? It lights the whole sky. It means the sun is giving rays of light, warms up the place, but it never asks for anything to return. It never goes to the earth and presents a bill. So much kilowatt I gave you. Look what happens with a love like that. It lights the whole sky. She uses this to... how do you say it? Yeah. To illustrate, one who works for me, who makes me the supreme goal of life, and who is friendly to every living being, that person certainly comes to me. So the Bhagavad Gita, and it says we should
become friendly to every living being, like the sun. Very, very nice. Those who are lovers of literature will find this good stimulation for their love of philosophy and everything. Very, I give it to my friends also now. I like Yadubar's wife, Vishaka, although I've not spoken much with her from those books. Book I like very much.
What? Yadubar Prabhuji and Vishaka Mataji have been to our house many times, and we have such fond memories of them both. This particular book was given by Yadubar Prabhuji in Bombay to me, and it is a life-changing book. If you are staying in a concrete jungle like Bombay or London for that matter, you would just like to sit back once on a weekend, forget everything else, which I did, and I just went through cover to cover of this book.
You also like this
so much. Oh, I love this book. Because it transports you, just like this ship has transported us, it transports you to a totally different world. You are with nature, 100%, not 99%. And I was just reminding Sachinanda Maharaj that these ladies went on their own without the husband. The husband was with you guys in London. And she packed her bags and put it on an old car, I think, a van sort of thing, and went 1600 miles. That's about, what, nearly 2800 kilometers, driving these two ladies into wilderness. And I think all of you know this Govinda Madi Purusham Tamam Jani. We sing the prayers, the Yamuna Devi Nasi prayers. She has a house there, she used to live there.
She was our closest neighbor.
And she was the closest neighbor, right, exactly. And I would like to visit this place sometime. Maybe we should have one Canada trip after this. This is in Canada. So this is from Vancouver, which is one of my favorite cities. And that's where I took a trip to Alaska once by ship. I visited every place on Earth except the Antarctica. Sorry?
Icebreaker ship?
It was making a lot of icebergs. And ice, yes. Just as an adventure. Please.
Thank you so much for your appreciation. Shaka Devi would be very happy. I asked her some months ago how many articles have you written for BTG? And she's been writing since 1973. And her answer was 108.
Oh,
I was stunned. She is indeed prolific.
Yeah.
She always has a project going on.
Incidentally, she's my wife's favorite. She's my wife looks upon her as a role model.
Speaking of projects, as we're sitting here rocking and rolling on the ship, Vishaka is in Sharanagati editing for a book that is a joint project between myself, Vishaka, and Kaishori. And this book is a compilation of interviews with the disciples, lady disciples of Srila Prabhupada. So I have done the majority of the interviews, and then Dina Dayadri, another god sister, is an expert professional transcriber, has done the transcribing, and Vishaka Devi is doing the editing. Kaishori is keeping everything together. Kaishori has over 25 years of experience in herself editing. She's one of the editors for the European BBT. And for 25 years, she also was doing the publishing of Satrup Das Goswami's books. So very experienced person, and both of them very, very deep philosophically, astute personalities. So please bless us that we can get this project finished.
Just a final word on availability. We don't have any copies left of this. We had a few. It was available on Amazon.com. And no, she wouldn't work. Yeah, she Malati Maji just mentioned that Vishakha has another book. Actually, her three books have been Bhagavad Gita for Children. That was the first book. It's a
it's a beautiful book.
Full color book.
We use that at home with the children.
And the illustrated Bhagavad Gita, which is for young adults, young people, and that has a lot of photographs illustrating the shlokas and the purports of Bhagavad Gita. And her third book is this book, Harmony and the Bhagavad Gita. And this was meant for outsiders, as was mentioned. It's a bridge book, but it's been very successfully appreciated by devotees also. And people who read it, outside people, very much appreciate it. So it's been quite successful. It's available on Amazon.com, and 100% of the profits go toward producing more books and more films and maintaining the family. Actually, Srila Prabhupada, when we first released our first film, I asked him, can we use some of the profits to support the family? And he said yes. He said, produce more books and films, or more films at that time. That was the only thing we were doing. And then support your family. So, thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
So, I would request Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj to speak about Srimati Radharani book that he wrote. And how many copies do you have here?
I have two right now.
Okay.
I don't know if he has any. Have you got any, Maharaj? No. We could send it out from Bombay.
Yes, I used to read different books and speak on Radharani. And as all of you know, in ISKCON we are very much restricted to speak on Radharani. But then I realized when I wrote Radharani from Chaitanya Charitamrita, then I had a feeling that we should be restricted for some intimate pastime of Radharani. Otherwise, the whole India has a misconception of Radharani.
Correct.
All misconception of Radharani. If they will not know, they will remain ignorant like that. They will never understand who is this Radharani. They think she is wife of somebody and what Krishna is doing. Nobody comes. That's why I wrote three articles at the beginning from Prabhupada's book. What is Radharani's love? Who is Radharani? So they don't know. Some ordinary girl and boy thinks like this conception. The mass must misconception should be removed from the mass of the people. So I felt very strongly. Then I know there are different Radharani's pastimes scattered all over Puranas, different places. Because Radharani glories were there in the Puranas and Vedas, but it was kept hidden. Only who can spread the glory of Radharani? Only Krishna can do that. That's why it has been stated, Jadi Gaura Nahaita Tabeki Haita Kamane Dharitam De Radhara Mahima Premara Sasma Jagate Janata. Okay. Ratare Singh Mahaprabhu not come. How do I survive? Who do let us know the limit, last limit of the love of Srimati Radharani? It's very highest subject matter. So Krishna personally came to spread the glories of Srimati Radharani. I don't know whether you know or not, Radharani worship was not so much prominent among the people before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. All the deities were found from Vrindavan without Radharani. After Mahaprabhu came, Goswami found all these deities, the Puri kings and all these Radharanis. So there are many, many nice things also about Radharani, just hidden in Jagannath temples when Radharani came. She was worshipped like Lakshmi. Nobody knew she is Radharani. And today also you go to South India, hardly there is any Radha Krishna temple except Gaudiamatha and ISKCON. You go to marketplace in South India, only Krishna will be there. No Radharani. They don't know the glories of Radharani today also. So I think the whole world came to know about Radharani and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. And of course now whole world knows because of Srila Prabhupada. So I thought just like for Krishna's life there's a nice book. You should have a Radharani book. So as Srinath Ji Prabhu was telling, so he gave inspiration, I went here to sponsor the printing of these books. So I'm very thankful to Srinath Ji Prabhu Ji. He get instrumental for this book also. And after I write in English, now in so many other languages they have written. In Spanish language, in Russian language, in Urdu language also.
Radharani?
Yeah, Radharani book. In Urdu language.
What do they call it?
Pakistan devotees, there are Spanish language, Croatian language, so many different languages published. So there was the glory of Srimati Radharani will spread more and more. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, once again, these books will be available here, Prema Pratip, where will you set up?
Yes. Your... there's one more thing.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you can.
Okay. One of your London devotees has produced this wonderful... what's the name? Prema Pratip? His name was the London devotee? Anand? Yeah, anyway. He gave me just when I was leaving, I was packing my bag to come here, and he heard that British devotees would be here. So it's a 16-hour kirtan program we had, Pandav Nirjal Ekadasi. It was very difficult to do this Nirjal Ekadasi, you know, 24 hours without water. So Loknath Maharaj and his team from all over, Mayapur, from Vrindavan, there's Janavi Mataji from London. Where's Janavi Mataji? Is she here? No. So she's on this. There's violin also played by her. Then the veena was played. There are different instruments played here. So this is another wonderful thing which I brought. Sorry?
You like it?
No. But this is also available.
So I just take opportunity to announce one thing. I have some brochures on Gaurpunya festival and Mayapur Parikrama. With devotees from other countries, you can take one or two to put in a temple with a very few brochures. So only devotees that intend to go, I can give them so that you get information about Gaurpunya festival. And this year we have a special program. All gurus and sannyasis will come to Mayapur, the Sangha, something like that. And we have Sri Kshetra Parikrama brochure also. Just after Kartik Purnima, on 5th day, a special day to circumambulate Sri Kshetra. Last 6 years we have been doing, last year we had 8,000 devotees for the specific day to circumambulate Sri Kshetra, Puridham. If you are interested, then only I will give you some brochures to you. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna. So, today the program is going on till 8:30? Or 8:30, yeah? Okay, so now I will request His Holiness Sachinandan Maharaj to lead the kirtan.
Question?
We will
do later. Because we have all
kirtan or question answer?
Kirtan.
Question answer.
Do we have the harmonium? Yeah. I will sit with the harmonium to make the sound, and you can sit or dance as you wish. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama
Hare Rama.